Son of Forsyth. At the edge of the Freiburg Road, on the outskirts of Bondy Forest, Joel is bending over the dying Valorier. A little ahead of them along the road lie the bodies of the travelers slain by Cord Booth and his followers. And behind them, the lights of the wayside forge shine bleakly through the gathering darkness. The wind billows Joel's blue cloak, and a steady rain beats down upon them as he leans over the dying man. It is a grim and desolate scene, and he has to keep close and listen carefully to hear the rapidly weakening voice. It is only the determination to revenge himself on those who betrayed him which is keeping Valorier alive.
Speak, Sam. Speak, for I am listening.
In breath, words. On your mind. I have not much time. Those men. I fell instead of us. You see, I too was marked for death. My master, the Duke, has a summer house on the edge of Marley Wood.
Poor fellow, he knows not what he says.
I speak the truth. Listen closely. Summer house is not far from the Royal Regiment.
I understand.
There is a main room, a fireplace. On the left, a panel. On the left.
Easy, friend, easy now.
I must go on. Press the spring in the brass knob. The steel beneath the earth. It communicates with the palace. With the king's apartment.
In what way does this concern me? Oh, my friend, save your breath to pray and do not torture yourself with these strange things.
Now, you do not understand. I am not raving. I speak to you. Live. And so will you. Come back. The secret way to the king is to be used to outstrip and prevent. You must use it to prevent.
Prevent what?
Plot.
What plot? Valorier, here, try to sip a little more. I'll hold it to your lips.
Would you let me drunk, my maker? No.
Speak. You must finish now. What plot? Answer me, Valorier. What plot?
I know not. All is dark. I cannot see. There is a bell. Here. The passage will be guarded. Kill them. Kill them as they have killed. The old man, too.
What old man?
Is he? The old white beard. Come for me. He comes to strangle me unless I confess. He comes for me, the old man.
Valorier, once more I urge you. I beg of you. Speak. I must know. God rest his soul. I doubt if he were a good man, but he is dead. God rest you, Monsieur Boilerier, for you died in fear. Of what or whom I know not.
Over there. Oh! Over here by the tree.
You know, Mr. Valerius.
It is I.
Valerius, it is you.
Whom did you expect? Don't stand there staring, man. I am not a ghost.
Indeed, Chevalier, I am delighted to find you alive.
On the sword, you neither sound nor look it, but let it pass. Our friend Poirier is not so lucky.
Oh, they did get him after all.
What was that?
Nothing, monsieur, nothing. Oh, the poor gentleman.
If there is any justice in the world, the rogue who did this evil thing shall not go unhung. I have their names, or that of their master.
You know their master?
A rogue named Corbus, with whom I have had dealings before.
Oh. Monsieur Boislaurier, God rest his soul, passed quietly from this world.
He was badly wounded, poor fellow, and suffered much. He made it even harder for himself by his determination to talk, but he is at rest now.
What did he say?
Oh, it is hard to remember. He was in a delirium without doubt, speaking of his master, the Duke of Almada, of threats and plots and intrigues, and an old man. He seemed afraid, mortally afraid of him. It could not have been the Duke, although he is old. For I have heard him speak of Valerius in most affectionate terms.
It was some bogey of his own imagining.
Yes, I expect you are right. News must be sent to the Duke. He will be desolate with grief, I know. Have you some messenger that you can send upon this sorry errand? I myself am off to Freiburg and have been long enough delayed already.
I will arrange it, Chevalier.
Good. And now we'd best look to these two poor fellows.
You'd best look to yourself, my musketeer. Since both Corduff and Valerius have missed you, it seems I'll have to do the deed myself and deliver the reward. Oh, well. Could use the money.
Come here, Master Smith, and see if you recognize either of these two.
Coming. I'm coming, monsieur.
They did not stand a chance. Shots came from both sides of the road. Do you know either of them?
I never saw them in my life before.
I will go through their pockets. It may tell us who they are.
They may have some money.
Yes, they were not lacking in that commodity.
How much? Upon my word, a purse bursting with it. Ooh, this is luck.
I will keep it, monsieur, and see if I can return it to some member of their family.
You know then who they are?
There is a note here. Torn, admittedly, but it is an address. It says, The Lockbreaker. Tavern of the Dry Well at Cloud Rouge.
There is not much to go on, monsieur.
Is all there is. I shall take it with me. Now I have one horse, and with any luck may at least make sherry tonight. Can I leave the proper burial of these poor fellows in your hands?
Indeed, yes, Chevalier. I will attend to everything.
Then I will be on my way. It is lucky my horse has not strayed too far. He was hungry and spent her time cropping the grass like a pressing creature. Let me fix the saddle now, my beauty, and we'll be off.
You'll be off, my friend, but not to Freiburg. The same road you travel this night as Master Boislaurier. Now, while your back is turned, one, two...
Master Volkert, what are you doing with that gun?
I was but aiming at a bird up yonder.
For pity's sake, aim with a little more care. It would not have been the bird you hit that time.
I am a little out of practice, I expect.
Then I pray you put that gun down. It belonged to Monsieur Boislaurier, did it not? Why did you take it up, Master Smith?
If you were to shoot at the bird.
I prefer them flying free, monsieur. Give me that gun.
I would not argue with you, monsieur.
I should not advise it. Thank you. Little Annette, what brought you here?
I came to say goodbye, monsieur.
Then say it and get back to the forge.
I will not go until monsieur has remarked.
You defy me? Why?
Give me the will. I will not go. Not until monsieur is safely on his way.
He will not beat you, Annette. Will you, monsieur?
No, I did not threaten the child. She must learn some discipline, no?
You can beat me if you like when you are gone. But I will wait and see you right away.
Why are you so determined to stay, my child?
I do not want him to...
Annette, let her speak.
I do not want him to shoot the bird.
He will not do so, that I promise you. We'll see. I have the gun.
I I do not trust him myself.
Say your goodbyes, then, and let's get back out of this ring. But truly, I'm soaked to the skin.
Indeed, you are right. And now I must be off.
The Chevalier will not make Lundy tonight in this rain.
I feel you are right. Steady there, now. Steady.
But you can chop a shell. The Shield of France Inn has a fine reputation.
Thank you for the recommendation, Master Smith.
And I will give you another. You're a fine Christian gentleman. Further on towards Freiburg, which I understand is your destination, you will come to the Inn of the Cooked Crayfish.
Strange name.
But a good inn, monsieur.
Thank you. I will remember the name and watch out for it. Take care of Annette, monsieur, for I shall watch out for her on my way home. And I should not like to hear bad reports of her treatment. Farewell, friend.
Goodbye, monsieur. Goodbye.
Well, may you say goodbye. But shall not you hear him, you interfering little hunchback.
Get back to the forge now before I lay hands upon you.
You would have killed him.
And what business is it of yours, eh? You're a fool. And do not be so sure you saved his life. For unless I'm mistaken, you've seen the last of him. Despite your interference, the Breton will not live to see Paris again. And I will not die in poverty. All is not lost yet, girl. Unless you count the Breton's life. That, I fear, is forfeit.